Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show coming to you live here on this Wednesday evening. Well, last night we were talking a little bit about this possible playoff expansion. Of course, coming up first part of July, you got several states. They're going to have name, image, and likeness kick into effect as the NCAA is not getting a lot of tread in Congress right now to get what they want. Let's talk some college football. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our buddy Aaron Torres. He, of course, can check him out on his podcast at Aaron Torres Pod. Of course, you catch him on Fox Sports Radio as well on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. Aaron, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes here in Atlanta this evening.
John, my pleasure. And yeah, you're right, man. It's been a weirdly, it's certainly an interesting offseason as it pertains to kind of the present and future of college sports. But yeah, man, I appreciate you having me.
Where do you stand as far as do you like the idea of expansion? Is 12 teams, if they expand, right, wrong? Where do you kind of fall on all of that?
Yeah, it's actually a great question. So I have, for the totality of the playoff, been against expansion. And the genesis is that, you know, I don't think maybe ever in the 5, 6, 7 years of the playoff that we've left out a team that was capable of winning the national championship. Maybe that Ohio State team right after they won it that first year, and then the second year they returned the whole team. But I've kind of come around to the idea that we kind of need to do something, and here's why. So I do live on the West Coast. You guys are obviously in the Southeast. And the last time I checked, you guys are stealing all our good players down there. Bryce Young, no, in all seriousness, you know, Bryce Young, DJ Uiagalelei, you know, Eli Ricks, the corner from LSU. And what I think has happened is there's obviously been some unintended consequences, which is essentially that, you know, it's kind of a chicken and the egg thing. You know, these programs, and it's not just, by the way, USC, Oregon, Pac-12, it's Texas, it's Michigan, it's Penn State, it's whatever. Recruiting has become national in large part because, again, it's a chicken and the egg deal where players feel like, I want to play in the playoff, I want to be on that stage, and I have to go to Alabama, Clemson, or Ohio State to do it. And so I say chicken and the egg because you need the elite players to get there, but the elite players feel like they can only get there from two or three different places. Maybe Georgia, of course, where you guys are, would be in that short conversation as well. And so, you know, when I look at the idea of expansion, I do like the idea of 8. I like the idea of USC or Oregon being able to go in the home of a West Coast recruit and say, you don't need to go to Ohio State, you don't need to go to Alabama to go to a play. Doesn't mean we're going to get there, but help us get to that level. Whereas the system is right now, it's going to be really, really hard to do so. I also think, you know, I've never been a field pity for the small school guy, but with the way Cincinnati was treated last year, for people who don't remember, basically every week they were dropping down the polls as they won, even as Ohio State wasn't even playing games. Like, it just felt like, okay, in the current 4-team format, we're never going to give a group of 5 team a legitimate shot. And I'm not sitting here saying that Cincinnati would have beaten Alabama last year, because they wouldn't have. They lost to Georgia in the Peach Bowl. I just bring it up to say, you know, I believe that, you know, in sports, you know, to quote Herm Edwards, you play to win the game, and if you win every game, you should get a shot at the championship. So 8 feels about right. 12 is kind of right on that line where, is the regular season really going to feel the same if we're getting the third place team in the SEC there? So that's a really long-winded answer, but that's kind of where I stand on that issue.
because of huge financial losses through the pandemic, how much do you think that has played into expediting this conversation and trying to get programs back on track and find, let's face it, I mean, it's always about the money. If somebody tells you it's not about the money, it's always about the money. How much has the pandemic caused maybe this conversation to start to speed up?
I think that's part of it. I mean, look, I don't think. I know that's part of it. I think it's a big part of it. I also think that the sport, I don't want to say it's not a great place. I know you guys talk about college football 365, and your audience loves it. But, you know, I don't think it's good. I'll tell you this. Let me put it to you like this, okay? We're on June 9th or whatever. I think you can legitimately say there are about five teams that it would be shocking if anyone other than those five teams, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State from last year, and then I would include Georgia with JT Daniels coming back, and Oklahoma with Spencer Rattler and an improved defense. It would be shocking if any of those five, if we don't get at the very least three and very likely four teams out of that five in the playoff. And so I just don't think it's good going into a year knowing that, hey, there's 12 teams in the SEC that really have no shot. And I know an LSU fan and A&M fan would say differently, but the only point I'm trying to make is that I think part of it is just, it's the pseudo Alabama Invitational, but then on top of that, Clemson has made it, I believe, six straight years now. Ohio State has made it, I think, four out of seven years, Oklahoma, 4 out of 7 years. It just, you know, it hasn't worked out the way any of us thought it had. And so I think money's a huge element of this, but I would say on the flip side, if we were getting new champions every year and you know, all five conferences were represented and, you know, there were West Coast teams that you felt like could compete. I don't know. I think the way that the playoff has kind of even separated those top two or three teams from everybody else is in many ways hurting the sport and I think prompting a lot of this as well.
Fox Sports Radio host Aaron Torres joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Name, image, and likeness is coming, I think July 1st or what have you. You got a few states, I think Florida among those, that will kick in to effect. And the NCAA obviously has both fought it, and at the same time, they want to embrace it on a national level because then that way they can influence and get the things that they want. Is it better to have one national set of rules, do you think, or is it better that the states themselves decide? I mean, where do you kind of land on? I think we need name, image, and likeness, obviously. Well, I know we need name, image, and likeness, but is it better that individual states are able to kind of dictate their own terms in this, or is that an unfair advantage across the board?
Another really good question. You know, I'm of the belief that, you know, I do think you should have uniformity, but I also think realistically, Ohio State's gotten the best players forever. Alabama's gotten the best players forever. Like, as long as Nick Saban's at Alabama, they're going to have the number one or number two recruiting class no matter what LSU or Tennessee or Florida State can offer. But I guess I would say that I do think uniformity is good. You know, you want to at least give the appearance that everybody's on the same playing field, even though we know that they're not. That's one. I mean, like you said, I guess what I would say, John, is I've been, you know, in my head kind of contextualizing what does name, image, likeness mean? Is it good? Is it bad? Does it change anything? Is it all, you know, are we overreacting to something that's not going to have as big of a deal? I haven't even gotten down to the level that you're talking about, which is a really smart question of, you know, the depths of it. But I guess I would say at this point, if I had to lean somewhere, I would probably prefer uniformity across the board.
So as we wait for the Supreme Court to rule on the Alston case, I mean, do you feel like, I mean, as a guy who covers a lot of college sports, I know I do, that the landscape is changing, that whether the NCAA wants to admit it or not, the amateur model as we know it needs a lot of modification. It's just, again, my thing, Aaron, has always been everybody over the last 20-some-odd years has benefited from the expansion of collegiate sports, really except for the athletes on the ground at the universities. Everybody else has really profited off it. Do you kind of feel that groundswell that we're finally maybe in our lifetime at a point where that amateur model's ready to change and, you know, you can't just kind of pretend that you're a student athlete and you get scholarships and sweatpants and three meals a day?
Well, you know, what I say stuff like this all the time is nobody really cares what I think. I mean, it's going to change, and it's true. And I guess what I would say is I see both sides, okay? And my personal opinion is always, look, in my line of work, in your line of work, John, you're doing an ad read during a commercial break. You're using your name, image, and likeness to kind of help, you know, provide for yourself and your family. And it's the same with me. You know, I have, Manscaped as an advertiser on my podcast. It's like promo code TOR. I mean, that's name, image, likeness right there. And so I've always believed that, like, it's time, right? And it's funny, the example that I always use, and I don't know if you've been in the Atlanta market your whole life or what, my opinion changed on this about a decade and a half ago when, if you remember, A.J. Green, remember when A.J. Green got suspended four games from selling his jersey? And it kind of hit me then. I was like, well, wait a second now. It's his jersey. Like, where do we draw the line? Like, and this was back when Craigslist was a thing, before Craigslist just kind of became a place where creeps hung out. But it's like, you know, if he wanted to sell his couch on Craigslist, is he allowed to sell his couch? You know, so like, where did it end? And so ever since then, I've kind of been in favor of the name, image, likeness stuff. I would push back a little bit on these kids getting nothing. I would say probably, you know, 99% of the 99% of student athletes get way more from the university than the university gets from them. I'm sorry, backup offensive tackle. I'm sorry, backup third baseman. I'm sorry, 147-pound wrestler at whatever school. Like, it's just the truth. And so I guess what I would say is there's unintended consequences to all this stuff. And I just hope that we can find a way where, you know, yes, the Johnny Manziel's, Tua Tagovailoa, if there's a prominent gymnast that has a big social media following, that he or she gets the opportunity to make a little bit of money in college. But I also think we have to remember that, you know, that football team, like, you can sit here and say, like, they make all the money for the school, and it's true. But, you know, what happens in 10 years if we're giving all the money to the football players and we can't afford to have a gymnastics team or a softball team or whatever? So it's a delicate balancing act. I don't even know if I really answered your question or not. But, you know, that's kind of where my opinion has been on this, really, over the last 10 years, honestly.
Check out his podcast on all of your favorite platforms, Aaron Torres Sports Podcast. Check him out on Twitter at @Aaron_Torres. And, of course, hosting on Fox Sports Radio, Aaron Torres joined us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Aaron, buddy, as always, man, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes here in Atlanta. Look forward to chatting here soon as we head closer toward actual college football season.
It is coming, my friend. John, thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
You got it. John Chuckery here. We'll be back. Sports Radio 910 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.